Hello, it's Bhavneet
and Taranjeet
from the future. Thank you for listening to season one.
We just want to pop in real quick to say that please keep in mind that season one's audio quality may not be the best since we were still figuring everything out with this whole podcasting thing.
Spoiler alert, we figured it out in season two and we changed the entire format of the show.
Another spoiler alert, we now have guests.
So if you want to hear crazy driving stories from drivers around the world, we recommend starting with season two and beyond.
And if you would like to listen to our crazy ramblings, feel free to continue listening to season one.
Buckle up, because it may get bumpy. Welcome back.
That was so disappointing.
I know, because I couldn't think of something better.
So that's how you greet everyone.
Welcome back! That was weird. Like, I'm trying to yell, but also be cheery at the same time.
Trying to yell, but be quiet while yelling. Yeah. Like, not be super obnoxious.
We have people living in the vicinity around us, so I can't completely yell.
Yeah. Well,
our studio bedroom is not soundproof.
Well, at least the police are not down the road anymore.
Well, if I yelled, maybe they'd hear me.
That'd be a really loud yell.
Yeah. Welcome back. Okay. Cool. Now that we got that out of the way.
Wow.
I never know
what to expect from you when you start.
Yeah, I need better intros.
You will surprise me every time.
Good. That's the point. So that, like, if nothing else, you look forward to my random intros.
And your outros. How you end it, too, surprised me sometimes.
What? Always, like, check us out.
No. What you sometimes say at the very end. Afterwards.
Well, that sucked. Like that? Yeah. No. Okay.
Sometimes you, like, start saying stuff, and then you're just like, no, don't put that in there.
But you do.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't remember.
I start listening to my outros.
Just go to each of them.
Yeah.
Just leave them.
What is she putting in there?
I thought you were saying things.
Yeah, you're like, but they're coherently making things in my head.
That was not words.
It sounded like it was words, but then you went. If you didn't stick your tongue out and stop, I wouldn't have realized.
I wasn't saying actual words. They were just like mushed together.
In my head, it made a sentence. So if you didn't stop, I wouldn't have realized that you just mushed. Yeah.
I stumbled and I was just like, I'm not saying words, so I just stopped.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of that.
I'm sure you just like comprehended somehow I made it words.
Yeah, like I telepathically knew what you were saying.
Telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
We do that a lot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if like on a previous episode I mentioned this, but this was cool.
This was cool, something's in my nose.
I feel like I lost an eyelash again.
Did you say a snot lash? Ew!
Eyelash. Okay.
I thought you said
an actual word, you don't get me. When I was saying gibberish.
I thought you were saying snot, but then you ended with lash. So I'm like, a snot lash?
Yeah, I got a snot lash out
of here. A snot shaped like an eyelash on your nose. Ew. You said snot lash.
You said snot. I said eye.
Or you like whiplash with a snot. Ew.
I said the word eyelash. You took it some other direction.
That's what I heard. You said weird
you heard thing. Wrong.
Yeah.
Very wrong.
Yeah, that was a weird snot lash.
Or you just assumed.
New words. Hashtag snot lash.
You just assumed because I was touching my nose.
No, you made it weird. You're like, snot lash.
Eyelash.
Or maybe you say it's an eyelash really fast, like snot lash.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Like that, it's an eyelash, so it's not lash. That's what I heard. You probably said it like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Or you're over exaggerating, like you do for a lot of scenes or movies and stuff, and we go back and watch it, and we're like, it's not as entertaining as you made it.
Yeah, just let me watch the scene. I'll make it more entertaining.
Like the scene from Gubby Pushy Gubby Gum.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
That's the one I always think of.
Like, yeah, because that's how it was ingrained in my mind. So tacky, yod. I was like, oh, it's so tacky, yod. Okay, bye.
Literally, he didn't even go.
Next. Not worth my effort.
And there's another one that you do all the time that's not as dramatic as you make it.
Puppy Jib.
No, that's just what you thought the song said. Good. Which we haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah, we should watch that movie. Look, we're making plans and you guys have no idea what we're talking about. Maybe previous episode.
Maybe it can be our next puzzle and movie.
Oh.
Speaking of which, we have gotten puzzles recently and we've been finishing them super fast. We need more challenging
ones. Lately, the latest one we did was in 2 days. In terms of a couple hours each day.
Yeah.
2 days. Not like literally total time.
We physically worked on it for 2 days, but like in total time, if you combine how much hours, it wouldn't even, I don't even think it was a day.
Probably a work day.
Probably.
Yeah, with breaks. With allotted breaks. 15-minute breaks and lunch break.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should try those. Is it a Japanese puzzle? The ones that are the hardest puzzles in the world that are all white pieces.
I mean, you could always get those ones where they, like, print pictures on it, but just have them not print anything and just give you a puzzle.
That's why you get the white ones that are the hardest puzzles and it's just literally pieces. That would take forever.
I don't think I would enjoy that. Yeah, I like to have some picture.
I know, I'm like to have a picture because it's like, oh, I'm making something. There you're like, blank canvas.
Yeah, because you're constantly, like, looking at the picture to be like, where's this piece go? Whereas if you had white, there's no need.
Then you're just, like, mindlessly, like, do you fit? Do you fit? Do you fit? And I'm like, that's not. Do you fit? Do you fit? As I look like I'm turning a doorknob. Do you fit?
That reminds me of the CID.
Which still got her,
he's constantly opening a doorknob. Which still got her. You just messed up.
It's already messed up.
No, you're like, you took it and you made it like whoop.
It's a whoop.
Like a loop.
No, whoop. Snotlash.
It's an eyelash.
It's Snotlash. Yeah. That's how you said it.
What was I trying to tell you?
I don't know, something about an eyelash.
No. What was I trying to tell you before?
Welcome to the show. And how I always surprise you.
This is 6 minutes of us going way off topic.
What were we talking about?
We weren't even on topic yet, so I guess we weren't going off topic.
Exactly. You can't go off topic if you're never on it.
What I was trying to get to was there's this road. I think I told you about it, maybe? There's like this road that's called the Musical Highway.
Oh, yeah. I want to go on that. Is that in the U.S.?
Yes. I think it's in Utah.
I remember you telling me about this. We need to go.
It's like, they have like rumble strips and stuff, and when you go over the rumble strips, it plays America the Beautiful.
That's really cool. It must be the longest thing if it has to play. But you have to play the whole thing.
No, no. It's like, you have to go, it's on the stretch of Route 66, and you have to go at just the right.
So is that the road that goes all the way across country?
I think.
Okay.
So and you have to go at the exact, like, the right speed.
Well, then, is there a sign that tells you this is the speed you must go to hear it?
I think there is a sign that says, like...
There has to be, otherwise it's like, alright, pull off to the shoulder, reverse, and try it again. Is it only one way?
I don't know, but apparently this is, like, a part of the road where, like, it's, like, people get, you know, like, sleepy stretch of the road where, like, mm-hmm. people, like, zone out or something. So I guess this is a way to keep the drivers engaged, but then at the mm-hmm. same time you get this, like, song playing. Yeah. Oh, it's for a quarter mile of the road, and...
Yeah, so it must play the whole thing. Or, like, a good chunk of it.
Oh, and the speed you have to go is 45 miles per hour, which is the speed limit.
Okay, Maryland drivers are not going to make it. They're going to be, like, having their...
It's not been that long since it's been installed.
Really?
2014.
Okay, that's pretty long in terms of road.
Oh, New Mexico.
What?
It's in New Mexico.
Oh. I still want to see this. When Route 66 goes into New Mexico?
Yeah, because I think when we were thinking about going to Arizona, there's, like, where, like, Cars was filmed is, like, the part of Route 66.
Yeah. Is it New Mexico?
Yeah.
So it goes more south than north.
I guess.
We still should go. I want to see this. I can go 45.
It was a way, I guess they created this also to make sure drivers would slow down, and I guess this is a way that people will slow down.
Because they want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I read recent reviews for people who went, like, not too long ago. They said that it's, like, wearing out, that you can't really hear it as well.
Darn.
Like,
I mean, it's been 5 years.
It needs to be, like, fixed.
Darn. I mean, it's been 5-6 years, and roads don't stay in good condition for that long.
Yeah.
Darn, I wanna hear that. That seems cool. That's awesome. And you'll get more tourist attraction, like, if you...
What else is in New Mexico
to see? Exactly. Like, people will come for that.
And is this in the middle of nowhere area of New Mexico?
There's gotta be stretches of Route 66 that's in the middle of nowhere, right? Cars was filmed in the middle of nowhere. Like, the setting is in...
Yeah, but that was in Arizona, where you can see the...
But still, like, it's supposed to be an area that's in the middle of nowhere, and I don't really think there's much else in New Mexico in terms of touristy attractions.
Yeah, I don't really care if people be looking, like, oh, I'm going to New Mexico. Like, that's not the top of the list.
Whenever we, like, tried looking for places, I don't think I've ever come across much of anything.
Is Albuquerque in...
Albuquerque?
Isn't there, like, a town name or something like that? I don't know.
Well, something like that, yeah.
Something in New
Mexico. Isn't that the capital?
You're asking the wrong person.
Is it New Mexico?
No, New Mexico's capital is...
Yeah, you're getting this wrong. That's the difference.
New Mexico's capital is something... Santa Fe, right?
Albuquerque is in New Mexico.
Yeah. So I'm right.
Yeah.
No, but Santa Fe is the capital.
Yeah, so this is New Mexico's largest city. It sits in the high desert, whatever high desert means, versus low desert.
I don't know. Higher land.
There's a national forest near it.
I feel like Arizona, New Mexico, those states, it's either very empty or trees. Like, whatever part you go to.
Yeah. Desert. Grand Canyon. Border.
Border. You're just saying words.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it looks like a bunch of empty nothingness. There's like, there's the city, and then if you look literally left, right, up, down, nothing. It's literally nothing.
So if you venture outside, would you get lost?
It might be a lot of reservations, because I see like...
Oh, that makes sense.
I see, which is probably why it's not...
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, and they have wildlife refuges.
You're struggling really hard with that word there, refugee. Refugee. How'd you say
it? You just said refugee. It's refuge.
What were you saying? You were saying...
Wildlife refuges.
No, but you were saying something else.
I was saying refuges, and I'm like, does that sound right?
I was saying it wasn't.
They're not refugees. But yeah.
Vehicle highway.
We need to drive Route 66 from start to finish.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be hard if you can't take off that long.
How long would it take?
Well, I mean... A month? If you... didn't make many stops, like the least amount of stops you needed to make.
So Route 66 goes all the way to Virginia, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it says the historic Route 66 ran east-west across the center part of New Mexico along the path now taken by Interstate 40. So it's going from Missouri to Arizona, but that's a historic.
So the non-historic one is the one that goes across?
Originally ran from Illinois... from Chicago through Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona before ending in Santa Monica in L.A. County. I don't know why I said L.A. County. I thought it was L.A., but then it said
County. L.A. County.
2,448 miles and 3,940 kilometers for our non-customary unit friends.
Which is basically everyone else in the world, minus U.S.
Yes, minus us.
Minus us. Speaking of, since you mentioned California, I saw this article about Fremont Police and how they have they have Teslas as their cars. And who? Fremont.
In California.
Yeah.
What? They had Teslas?
Yeah.
What is that, the American car thing?
And because they had Teslas, this one police officer, or I guess the police officers that were in this pursuit, were forced out of the pursuit because the battery died.
Oh my god. The battery died.
Yeah, because they're electric cars and
completely electric.
It said that the police officers ran low on electricity in the middle of pursuit after the department said someone forgot to plug it into the charger. Shouldn't they check? Like, you know when you leave your car and you like check how much gas you have before you go somewhere fresh? Shouldn't they check how much electricity?
Yeah. First of all, how do you afford Tesla for cops? Like, especially them rich. Area.
Or they're in debt for buying these cars.
Who thought that that would be a good idea?
I don't know. I guess they were thinking in terms of they'll be able to last longer, or I don't know. But they said the officer had to call other officers to tell him he was running low on battery and if someone else could take his spot in the chase.
Oh my god. Somebody take over for me. I gotta drop out. Tag in.
And then the chase was called off because it was unsafe. Then when they found the vehicle, it was abandoned. So,
wow. So I looked it up. Apparently the highway was decommissioned. Route 66 no longer exists on modern maps. But
like the historic Route 66.
Yeah, it says in some places, in fact, the physical road is unpaved and virtually impassable. But you can still follow some of the original road in your car. In many states, it parallels the interstate highway. In length, it takes about 5 to 6 days to drive historic Route 66.
Okay, so a week. But that's historic 66.
Yeah.
What's 66, the, you know, is the one that goes across the road, across the map?
There's a six.
Not
66.
66? What's the
one in Virginia?
66 is in Virginia.
The dreaded 66.
Yeah.
The longest drivable section is in Arizona. You can look at the Grand Canyon or Sedona.
Yeah, that's the one we were thinking about going to if we went over Christmas break to Vegas, which fell through. That was where we were thinking about if we ended up driving to the Grand Canyon, going not too further, would be that historic part that you could drive to that town where
Radiator Springs is based off of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it says, like, you can drive most of it from Illinois to California, but you have to, like, they recommend getting, like, these special maps that show you where it's safe to drive because the signs are not, like, don't follow the signs.
It's not, like, accurate anymore?
Yeah. Don't count on the regularly placed signs to show you the way. Yeah, if you get special maps, then it'll point out the cool sites.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe it's worth doing. Anybody done it?
Have I done it?
Yeah, can you be my Yelp review? And let me know.
Or your tour guide.
Yeah. Yelp, right?
Help.
Help? I'm yelping
These
for help.
These signs are not accurate. I need Yelp. I need your help. Yelp.
I'm yelping for help. I'm now Dr. Seuss. I'm yelping for help.
Is that how they came up with Yelp? Your help? Yelp?
Yelling for help. Yelp.
I was thinking, like, it's your help. Yelp.
Oh, no, that's not as fun. Yelling for help. Yelp. 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 Yelp.
Now it sounds like you're trying to go, yelp. Yelp. Yelp.
Yelp. Yelp. Yelp. Snotlash.
Eyelash.
Snotlash.
But yeah, before you cut me off for the Tesla story, I was gonna, the spokesperson, you know how they have, like, spokespeople come on to, like, and to, like, try to make it seem like it's not their fault, like, it wasn't their problem. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the spokesperson for the police, the Fremont police, said that, unfortunately, it happens from time to time, even in vehicles that run on gas.
That your battery dies? It's less likely, because it's on gas.
And she's like, that they aren't refueled at the end of a shift. Okay, fine, if someone at the end of a shift didn't refill it, but when you're starting your shift, shouldn't that be a thing you check?
Yeah.
What if there was, like, a serious emergency, and then you just couldn't, like, you were in the middle of helping, and then you couldn't?
Yeah. I'm just shocked at how they could afford the police force to have Teslas. Those things are crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Where's Fremont? Is this, like, a rich area?
Fremont... I'm gonna be so wrong. Fremont isn't it, like, near Sacramento?
I feel like it sounds familiar, but I don't know my California.
I'm gonna say near Sacramento-ish area, like, down in that section of California.
It's near San Jose.
Oh, it's down more.
Yeah, I mean, San Francisco is, like, not that far from San Jose, probably, like, 2-3 hours, right?
I thought it was, like...
Maybe with trap. Maybe
I thought it was longer.
I don't know. I'm just guessing from the look of it. Well, let's look it up. San Francisco. It's only an hour to Fremont. San Jose to San Francisco is 1:10.
Really?
I was right. I feel like we looked it up because we're like, can we make it?
We were planning on going.
We were trying to go from there to San Jose or, like, from L.A. And we're like, what are the differences?
L.A. is further.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a trip to Canada, Toronto for us almost.
Oh, no, that's like 9 hours.
It's like in between New York City and Toronto.
Yes, like, that's more accurate.
But technically, there's been times we made it to the border in 7, to the border.
Yeah, but if you want to go to Toronto, that's an additional, so yeah. 8-9 hours.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, 8-9 hours.
Niagara Falls.
What are we talking about? Fremont.
Yeah, Teslas.
Yes. Is that a rich area? That's what I wanted to know.
I think California in general is just through the roof.
I think there's some areas that are not, like, isn't San Jose the Indian populated area.
I think so.
So that can't be the super rich area.
Where there's Indians is not rich. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
There's too many Indians in it. I guess I'm guessing that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so Fremont. Oh, it's higher than the average. The median home price in Fremont is $1,123,800.
Oh my gosh.
And look at that single story home.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, California is just super expensive. Like, even if you want like a small house. The amount you would pay for a small little house over there, you could probably get a mansion over here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
No thanks. Nice to visit, not to live.
Well, okay, so the metro area defined by the U.S. Census, San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, is the proverbial heart of Silicon Valley. So I guess parts of San Jose are rich. That's the most expensive place to live in the U.S.
That makes sense. That's where all the tech hub is.
Well, I mean, that area is 27% more expensive than the national average in San Jose. Median home sale price is over $1 million. Yeah, so what are we talking about?
You keep saying that. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Fremont, and that's why you keep going back to it. But I will share my own commute story, I guess. Another one. We gotta have one commute story, personal commute story for each episode. Can't have an episode without one, right?
Yep.
So this one, I was just leaving home. I got to the bottom of the hill, and it's stop sign on my side and across the street to get onto the main road, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to the stop sign, and there's two cars on the other side. Obviously, the thing to do is whoever's there first goes first, and then you go. You take turns, right? So that person was...
This is Maryland. What are you talking about? That's not what you do. Unpredictable, remember?
So the person across from me was there already, and there was a car behind them. And then so I was like, okay, you can go first, and then I would go. So that person went, and I'm in mid-turn, and the person behind them is like, I'm going too. I literally had to sit in the middle of the road for this person to go. Because they cut me off.
Why'd you honk at them?
I was trying to not get hit by other people going to come down the road. Because I was like, what in the world? I just sit right here? Like,
yeah, I mean...
I didn't know the rule was whoever's there first. Like, everyone who's there first goes first.
Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be like, regardless, you now alternate.
Yeah, that was my commute story. Super sad and super boring.
No, super lame.
Super lame, that's lame. The word. Very lame. Not much of a story.
I don't think I have any good one.
Good ones? Good one.
Oh, I don't know if I told this one, but we were going. Oh, I didn't? Oh, yeah, I think I did.
I don't know. I just said it.
We were going 55 and then we were going 0. Did I tell you that one? On 97?
Yes. Yeah.
I've told this one?
Yeah.
Okay. That was my commute story.
Lame.
It was lame for Maryland. Stereotypical.
No, our stories are very lame. This episode. They're very bad.
You're lame. Not last.
Well, why don't we just hear a story from someone else?
Please save us.
Commuter update. I said it right?
Yeah.
We'll see how many times this year I say it right.
Oh. You got a long way to go. You're just started.
Exactly. So our commuter update story is from... No. Tapestry? Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. I said the title of our segment right, but I can't say this podcast name. Threw up. This is from Tapestry Music Podcast, and Kelly shares a story about something she saw on the highway. Oh, this is a Pennsylvania story.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
Yep.
As soon as you hear the name Pennsylvania.
You just listen.
Just mention
just
Pennsylvania, and then you know you're going to have a good story.
Hey, Drive With Us ladies. Thanks for accepting my submission here about crazy commute stories. I'm actually on my way home. So this counts as me talking about my commute while I'm on my commute. But anyway, about 5 years ago, I was working in a part of Pittsburgh, kind of like northeast of the city, and I lived in the south part of town. And so for most Pittsburghers, the only way to get from where I live to where I worked at the time was to get on a two-lane highway that's PA Route 28. And 28 isn't really that special or anything. It's just two lanes, you know, simple, not a whole lot of ways on and off, but so pretty much whenever there's a really lethal accident that requires first responders and stuff, you're pretty much screwed because there's nowhere to really detour the traffic. So I was expecting my normal 35-minute commute home that day about 5 years ago, and I got onto 28 heading home south, and about three exits down, I started to see the brake lights going crazy. So I knew I was going to be there for a while, and I had used the bathroom before I left work, but I drank a lot of water throughout the day, so I thought, oh great, I'm going to be stuck in traffic with nowhere to go, and I'm going to have to pee really bad, which is exactly what started to happen. So I was starting to panic a little bit because, you know, somebody must have been hit pretty bad. They were trying to tape off the scene and stuff, and there was nowhere for us to go. We had moved about, you know, maybe a mile in like an hour. So everyone's frustrated, and I finally see this guy. We're just crawling in traffic. I see this guy inch his car up to an on-ramp, and the on-ramp was fairly steep. It's an on-ramp, obviously, so it comes up the right side of the highway, outbound traffic, and you know, spits you out onto the right, into the right lane. Well, this guy decides to put his car in reverse and is like, screw this, I'm out, I can't wait any longer. And he puts his car in reverse and starts creeping down the on-ramp, and I'm like, that sounds so crazy, it just might work. So I get to that point maybe 20 minutes later, and I'm at the crucial distinction of, do I do it or do I just sit and wait like everybody else? Well, I decided to do it because I had to pee so badly. So I very, very carefully kind of put my car in reverse, started to creep down the exit, and I'm terrified, thinking like a cop's going to see me or whatever. But the scariest part, I think, was just feeling your brakes kind of hitch in your car, like, oh, I have to really keep my foot on the brake and make sure I'm not doing anything insanely stupid. And other people had decided to do it too, so it was just a little crazy, and I never want to do that again. But long story short, I did make it home in about 3 hours, but it was so bad of, like, I had to hold my bladder that bad. I still ended up getting a urinary tract infection anyway, so it really wasn't worth it in the end.
So this is a story that you accidentally mentioned in a previous older episode, and you're like, oh shoot, we didn't share it yet, and you almost gave it away.
But I didn't! Yeah. So enjoyed.
What I found crazy was when she was sharing this story is I've heard some, like, a classmate in high school share something similar, but not quite the same. Not as intense as this, where she was stuck on this road and she really had to go to the bathroom, and they were on a steep ramp, and then she backed all the way down the ramp.
I've never heard anyone back down a ramp, but I've wondered. I'm like, if you're in stop and go traffic.
It wasn't even stop and go, it was just stop.
Or, like, stop. Because, like, I was in an accident once, and I'm like, there's a ramp. Can I just, like, back down and get off the highway? Somebody did it. It works.
Yeah. I thought, I mean, I guess that's PA for you.
I was actually considering doing it because we sat there for an hour. And I was like, I'm ready. But, yeah, that was, I've never actually heard someone actually do it. That's crazy. Funny.
I guess it made it more scary was because it was a steep ramp and you're going, I guess, backwards downhill. That it was more scarier to go in reverse.
Yeah. Especially knowing PA roads. The fact that everyone was doing it. It wasn't even just one. It was a long line of cars just back down.
But the thing is, you just need one person to start it and then people will start doing it. Like, all those people could have been thinking.
So they were not the first ones.
They could have been thinking, oh, I want to do this, but didn't do it. But then they saw people doing it, and they're like, all right, let's.
Yeah. I don't know how well that would fly in Maryland, because somebody would be flying down up the ramp, and they would smash right into you.
Yeah.
You would have to do it down the shoulder of the ramp, just.
But this story.
Put your freedom lights on, and.
Yeah, but still, I don't think they would see you.
If you see a cop, you just stop and be like, no, I'm just waiting. I don't know what I'm waiting for.
But this reminded me of this one person in high school that I knew shared a story of how her mom was taking her and her friend to Hershey Park, I think. And they were, like, talking, I guess, or something, and they missed the exit.
I've seen people reverse.
And so she backed up down the highway. She was in the right lane. She backed
up. Wait, in the right lane? Was nobody coming?
No. She backed.
Was this during a non-traffic time?
I don't know, but she said it was a decent amount down the road that they backed up, and then she took the ramp.
Okay, I've seen people go onto the shoulder and then just, like, back up into the, like, white lined area where it's, like, crossed off. I've seen people do that where they just miss it and they're like, whoops, and then they just back up a little bit. I've never seen someone actually in the right lane drive. She pull onto the shoulder or anything? Just dash smack in the middle.
Oh, she missed my exit.
Reverse. It's like a predictable Maryland driver.
Are we predictable?
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable Maryland drivers.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
So would you ever actually do that?
I laughed when I heard this story. I was like, oh my God. I thought about doing this
one. You thought about it, but would you do it?
No.
Thinking and doing are two different
exactly.
things.
I would not do that.
So you would just sit there.
Yeah.
She had to like really go to the bathroom. What would you do?
Dance in my car. I gotta go pee.
What if you were stuck in there for like 2 hours?
Oh, we were stuck there forever. It probably was 2 hours, it felt like. People were like, you knew it was long because you saw people just putting their car into park. Just like, you see everyone just like, whoop, see the reverse light flash and they're into park. Everyone's into park. Someone turned off their car. Well, it's like, we're just sitting there. And then some people started getting out. They're like, what's going on? And I literally got there right when it happened. So it's like, darn it. As I was coming off the ramp, I'm like, back up.
Don't you hate it when you just make the turn and you're like, oh, shoot.
I was at the verge where, like, getting on to 95, I could have gone south or north, and I was going south. And then I was right there, and I had my GPS on, and it was like, north was, like, a couple minutes slower. I'm like, I never go that way. No, I always go south. So I should listen to my instincts. When a thought comes up, I should have listened to it. But I'm like,
You learned? This has happened to you numerous times where you
This was before, though, in the beginning.
I know, but, like, you've had numerous incidences. I struggle with that word every time. Where
incidentist.
Where you had a feeling to do a different thing, but you still go with the opposite.
Yeah, so I should have. If I had gone that way, I would have been home.
So, it would have been home.
Yeah. I wanna go home.
SpongeBob again?
I wanna go home.
Now what is this? Every episode we have to have a SpongeBob reference?
There's so many. That's all that comes up.
But that was Kelly from Tapestry Music Podcast. And her podcast is a music-based podcast where she discusses music, if I can speak. Music, that came out really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Music in terms of how it is a thread that weaves through a musician's life.
Why'd you say it as a question mark?
Because I don't know if I typed this wrong or if that's exactly what it is. Because I've typed things wrong. She discusses latest... Can I talk? She discusses...
Take a moment.
She discusses latest releases and ambitions with her guests and ends up veering into much more. So it's a music-based podcast, but you get some extra in there.
I will read it correctly.
Well, fine.
Until I can't read it correctly. It's a music-based podcast where she discusses music in terms of how it is a thread that weaves throughout a musician's life.
I did say it.
You question-marked it.
I question-marked it.
I statemented it. I made a statement.
And I also like that when she sent us a story, she mentioned how she listened to the PA in Maryland episode and that it cracked her up. And she was like, yes, we are crazy.
Thank you.
Coming from a Pennsylvanian nerd. So.
Pennsylvanian? Not heard. Yeah, it's like only Marylanders and Pennsylvanians can understand. The crazy that happens.
And since this was a PA story and she also agreed with us, I saw this article, it was a 2017 article, that said PA drivers are among the rudest in the country.
Are they now?
And I was reading it and it was saying that there was a survey conducted. I think it was like 2,500 drivers that were part of the survey for all 50 states. Were they
equally distributed?
I don't know. I don't know the details of the story, but... The survey. But they said that, the article said that about PA, like people in PA say that we have been so conditioned to accept terrible driving that it's just a part of our culture now.
So they're admitting that Pennsylvania drivers suck at driving.
However, so this survey was most courteous drivers to least courteous, and PA placed 42 on this list of the 50
states. Maryland better be 50.
And
not better, probably.
So they're technically the 8th rudest drivers in the country.
Are Boston, like Massachusetts?
So which, I was going to ask you, which states do you think was number one?
Massachusetts?
No.
Really? Is Maryland up there?
No. Whoa. Actually not.
Wait, Massachusetts not up there?
I don't know. It didn't list all of them and I didn't pull the whole survey. It listed a couple of those below PA.
Is it East Coast state?
Yes.
Is it rudest?
Mm-hmm. drivers.
Is it a state we've been in?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia?
No.
New York?
Yeah. It said that New York's number one in rudest.
I could see
and then,
that.
Like, it makes sense because if you try driving in New York City where the rules, other rules.
I think it's mostly just New York City.
Well, I mean, New York City is very populated.
Exactly. So it makes up for the whole state.
They said New York City is where the rule of the road seems to be based on Darwin's law of survival of the rudest and where any act of courtesy is viewed as a sign of weakness.
Oh, gosh. All right. No, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
And then there was a couple more states that I listed, and I just like the comments this person put underneath each one. PA was ninth, so underneath that is Oklahoma, which is eighth, and they're like, this was puzzling, since at least it seems every highway is straight and a flat road, so that transverses into the middle of nowhere, like,
yeah.
And then Maine was sixth, and they're like, which seems strange, since drivers in Maine seem to spend much of their year stuck in snowbanks.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I'm confused. Is it because they spend so much time with that when they're actually on the road, they're like, move it! I can actually drive!
Yeah, get out of my way.
I don't know why someone would opt to live there. Snowed in for most of the year.
More days off? They probably won't get off until it's like 13 feet of
exactly.
snow.
Exactly. If I can't see you, then we're getting off. So you better be a short person. 6 feet? We're not going until I can't see you anymore.
Once the snow is higher than you are tall, you don't have to cover.
Yeah, exactly. So the shorter people will get off first. So yeah. Which makes sense in terms of schools. The schools would get out once the kids are on not visible anymore. Uh-huh. And then you get off work as it goes up.
So it would suck if you're tall in this
Yes,
place.
You can still see.
So you can make it.
Yeah.
But what if your car can't see?
You can walk and you can make it.
Oh, man, that would be horrible.
Yeah. I don't know how intense it is.
You can go up there and find out.
No, thank you. I hate the snow.
Well, next one was Wisconsin, which was number 5. Mm. And then they said another puzzling one. And they said they'd driven in Wisconsin, and the drivers there possess the kind of Midwestern politeness that is incredibly irritating to everyone not from the Midwest. So they're shocked that this had rude drivers because they're saying...
Are they super nice?
That's what they're saying.
Well, like, now we need to go to
Wisconsin. Ridiculously nice.
Really?
Hmm. I've heard this. Well,
we should go to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, like, is a nice place to visit, apparently.
We should go there, then. Only in the summer where there's not crazy amounts of snow.
Yep. And the last one is...
Aren't they the cheese place?
Yes, I think so.
That's their they're, like, the cheese state. Yeah, I think so.
Too bad I can't have cheese that much, so...
I'm not going to go there and just eat cheese.
I know, but like if you're going to go to a place what they're known for, aren't you going to want to try
it? Well, if you go to Idaho, you're going to eat potatoes? Like
French fries.
Duh. Okay.
And then the last one was Louisiana, which is the 4th. And they're like, okay, this all makes sense. Because Louisiana is home to drive-thru daiquiri bar? I don't know what that is.
Some sort of bar, which
probably
is
said that word
problem
wrong.
In... And of itself.
Probably said the word wrong. Well, it's home to that bar, and they have the excuse of being hammered all the time.
Yeah. Not going there.
I like how to each of them, we should go there, we should go, not there.
I'll drive through it, like, the corner, and be like, I've been there. All right, I'm good.
Just pass.
Yeah.
So then I was reading this, and, like, you know, I saw that PA is a rudest, and then I was like, I went back to Maryland, of course.
Obviously.
And I came across this article that says, does tough driving tests equal better drivers? Not in Maryland. That's our title.
I want to know how people pass this test, because then they get worse and worse.
And this was an article written by our county Times.
Our county? Oh. Well, I mean, we do have the harder test. If you go to the, like... Well, obviously, I mean, if you go to the headquarters of the MBA, it's easier, which is... But there's another one that people go to that's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, ours is pretty difficult.
Yeah, and I like how this article started was, like, what came first in Maryland? Bad drivers or difficult driving tests? It's like the chicken and the egg.
Well, I mean, were they giving out licenses to people without a test beforehand?
This person who wrote this article said that they received, like, press releases in their mailbox from two different companies, and one was Quote Wizard, which is an online insurance company, and they sent them an article stating that, claiming that Maryland
isn't among
claiming that Maryland is among one of the worst drivers.
Yeah, I mean, we established that already.
And then they received another like email from a law firm in Utah that said that had a study showing that Maryland has one of the most difficult driving tests to pass.
Huh. So worst drivers and hardest driving test. Yeah, people will drive crazy lengths to go to the place that gives you the easy test, and you can still drive wherever once you got your license.
Exactly.
You should take it here because you wouldn't have your license.
Yeah. This article that was doing the rankings of difficult driving tests ranked Maryland third. So what's the first
New York?
Second?
New York?
No.
Massachusetts?
Yes, Massachusetts is second. What's number one?
California?
No.
Is it East Coast?
No.
West Coast?
Yeah.
Like West Coast, coast.
Coast to coast.
Washington?
Yeah.
Like
Washington has the most difficult test.
Is it because they have mountains? They're like...
I don't know. Or just drivers in general. Huh. Not the greatest.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah.
Versus Washington, D.C. That's why? Because they took the name?
I didn't think so. I didn't know that, but apparently.
Is that why Massachusetts drivers are so like angry and rude all the time? Like, I took this hard test.
I guess. So then this article also went to talk about how, like, the, like, learner's permit period varies by state.
Wait, so were we the third hardest?
Yeah. And it said that Maryland requires permits to be held for minimum 18 months before you can even attempt to go for a driver's license. And the next closest was Rhode Island and New Mexico, who make you hold it for a year.
But wait, New Mexico?
Yeah, New Mexico and Rhode Island make you hold it for a year. Guess how many states do not require a learner's permit?
Wait, what? At all?
Yeah.
All the middle ones?
How many?
More than half?
What's your number?
30.
Close, but no.
32. 31?
No.
Darn it, I was thinking am I going in the right direction?
Yeah, go down.
You said, yeah, go down.
Yeah.
I said, am I going in the right direction?
You said 32, 31. You're going down.
I was going up.
But you kind of went up down.
29?
No.
27.
No. 28. Yeah, 28 states do not require it. And then the 22 that do require it, only 8 of them require it for at least, you have to hold it for 3 months or less.
Well, dang. So, what's PA? Because I don't think they have it. I think they're one of the ones
one of the 28 that don't require
it. Yeah. I think they might be.
I mean, didn't Maryland used to be where you would just go straight, just go for your test? Or was it
always a permit? I think it used to be you had a shorter amount of time for your permit. I think they extended it.
Like a while back.
Oh, I don't know.
Not before we got
it. But then they're probably like, oh, these crazy people, you must have a learner's permit.
Is it like each year they're just like, let's just tack on another month?
It seems like I thought it was for less, and then they made it longer.
What I've noticed with the Maryland driver's permit test is that they purposely throw these really tricky questions
in there.
To like throw you off.
You're gonna at least get one wrong.
Yeah. No one can get 100%.
Just by reading, like if you misread one thing, it's like a double negative. They have double negative questions where it's like, don't not do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I know what the answer is, but I don't understand what you're asking.
Do you think if you went back and like took the permit now, the permit test, would you do better or worse?
I have a lot of questions.
Better or worse?
I don't know, because I think they're still going to be doing trick questions. And it's like, but that's not how it works.
The thing is, I am not a good test taker. Like, if you asked me, like, and it wasn't like, this is the test, I probably would do better than as opposed to you were like, here's the test.
You have test stress.
Yeah, I guess. I can like... Yeah, when I have to take a test, I do way worse than if I was just asked to answer
the same questions, not test.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get nervous for tests, but I am apparently a better test taker than you.
Yeah, because when I took my permit, I got the max wrong that I could get wrong.
I did too. Actually, no, I think I got one more than the max. I don't even remember. But I passed. That's all that mattered.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how many you got wrong, as long as you got the... as long as you passed.
But when I went back and, like, when... Because it, like, told you right away when you clicked it if it was wrong. And then
they were trick questions.
And I read it and I was, like, when I reread it, I'm, like, I knew that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I want to know what other people's, like, driving tests are like, if ours is the hardest.
Yeah, because here it was...
They got rid of parallel parking.
Yeah.
Which was the hardest part.
Which, when we went to take it, apparently before that, there was a 3-point turn. So that was
taken. That seems difficult.
But now, with our driveway, I feel like I got that mastered.
Oh, yeah, true. Parallel parking. I don't want to do it on a busy street in like New York or anything. I can't do that. That's too much stress.
I wouldn't even want to bring my car to exactly. New York City.
No, but I mean like parallel parking. I get so stressed out about it, but I make it. I was like, oh my God, I made it close enough. Whoa, what'd I do?
Yeah, well, we went to Baltimore for the toy drive that we did, and mm-hmm. we were going to the child abuse center. What was mm-hmm. it called? And you had a parallel park. And was it me or you? I had a parallel park.
You were driving it.
And I totally did not think I made it, but I just made it in one.
Yeah. When we were going somewhere else in Baltimore and I was driving, I was like, oh my God, I don't think I'll make it. And I was like, I'm perfect distance.
Also, when we were in looking at apartments and we went to the one place to go get food and you had to park on the side of the road.
That was scary.
But it was the opposite side. Like, I feel like I always go to this side of the road, not this side. I don't know what you're talking about.
But, like, no, I was... Yeah, well, so even their parallel parking spot was smaller than a car width. So yeah. I was dangling into the road. That's why I was freaking out, but I was against the sidewalk. So, like, I can't move over anymore, but I'm still hanging in the road. Sidewalk.
Just get on it.
It was a big curb.
I know.
I was, like, literally dangling. I was like, hurry up and get your Madeline.
Which sucked.
Yeah, it was not good.
They changed their
And when we were in there, things. There's flies and bugs on all their food. And I'm like, I don't want it. Give me my money back.
Yeah, can I cancel my order?
Yeah, thank you. And also, no offense to them, but I could not understand what the lady was saying. She had the strongest accent. Like, did you come from France? Because I could not understand a word you were saying.
No, I think they were, like, from Africa and, like, the French took over.
Yeah, there's a bunch of French too. But still, I was like, I cannot understand a word you are saying. So I'm just like, uh-huh, this is my money. Okay, thank you. Give me my food.
Which wasn't that great. So the first time I had their food, their sandwich was really good.
Was it like, that same location?
I don't know what location. But it was like a nice, good sandwich.
This one's like haphazardly thrown together.
This one was like the bread was super thin and super small. Like it wasn't the same quality bread that I had the first time. And
it was not good.
It was not made.
It could be location because a lot of times, like when we go to like different, I don't know, Paneros or something, like there's different variants in their qualities.
That's true.
It could just be the
there's
location.
There's one, they're like, we're not going to that one. We're going to that one.
Yeah. It's like, you make it better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that could be it also. For all the hype, it was not good.
I wasn't that hyped.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it was really good. We should try it.
I was like, okay. The first time. The first time I got the sandwich, it was so big that I felt like I was eating two sandwich for two.
Like, when we got this one, I was like, that's it?
Yeah, they totally, like, it's not the same anymore. So I was, like, debating whether to bring half of it home. Yeah. But it was good, so then I ate it.
Well, dang. And you usually don't eat that much.
But I didn't eat the sides because I was like, okay, I'm done. Yeah. The sandwich stopped me. It was, like, it was really nicely made. And then, so I was like, gotta try it again. But then ever since that first time I got it, I was just like,
I'm also not a big fan of sandwiches.
I'm not a big fan of anything. I'm not a big fan of bowls, not a big fan of sandwiches. Like, you know,
I like food way more than you do.
I know, but, like, you don't like...
I don't like, whenever I order sandwiches, it's like, one, it might be partially because they're so hard to eat. You can't figure out how to eat a sandwich gracefully. Like, it's just like, blah.
But the thing is, when we are out, most of the options.
I know, which is so annoying.
What else would you get when we go out?
Which I'm like, anything that I can use a fork and spoon.
Pasta?
Yeah, pretty much. It's my option. I'd rather get a bowl over a sandwich.
I love bowls.
Yeah, but like, I think it's the first couple of times that we got bowls that like totally like tasted terrible that I'm like so hesitant to get a bowl unless I know it's going to be good.
You're not going to know it's good until you try it.
Yeah, most of the time when I try it, I'm like, ugh. And then when you get a good one, I'm like, okay, now that I know that it's good.
I love bowls. Really good.
It's just like if they undercook the rice or something, that is like, it makes my stomach like, no. There are certain ones that are good.
The new Panera bowls are good.
The warm bowls are way better. I can't eat cold ones. Yeah. The cold ones, like, mess with me. Mm-hmm. They play pranks on my stomach. It's like, your turn. I got you. She's gone.
I was not expecting you to say that.
I wasn't expecting me to say that either.
Okay.
It just happened.
What I want to know is, I want to know if anyone who's in one of those states that are considered the rudest states or have the hard driver's license, or well, the ones that didn't have to have as complicated driver's license, yeah. Like how easy was this test for you?
Did you not have to parallel park?
Has anybody been in a state like that's been like super hard and then went to a state that wasn't, or vice versa? Like,
I think it'd be harder the other way around.
I want to hear the differences and yeah. which of these states don't require a permit. I'm curious yeah. about that.
Florida? Georgia?
I feel like PA has to be one of them.
Has to be. Watch them be one of the close to the harder tests. And it's like, okay, now you have no excuse. But
no, because when we were in the driver's ed, everyone was always like, I'll just go to PA and get it because of yeah. how easy it is.
Yeah. Then you have a PA license, not a Maryland one. And then so if you go crazy in Maryland, you're going to get double, like, more higher fines because out of state.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, just suck it up and learn how to drive. But yeah, ponder that. Let us know if you're in one of the hard states or one of the easy states and how crazy drivers are and driving ed.
Driving ed is.
There's Ed and he's driving.
You have to go to driver's ed.
No, there's Ed and he's driving.
Oh, man.
Yep, not crazy Ed. Be sure to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest at Drive With Us Podcast. There's Driving Ed!